Recorded Books presents Permission Granted: Kick-Ass Strategies to Bootstrap Your Way to Unconditional Self-Love by Regina Louise, narrated by the author. Dedicated to Spirit for always showing up and showing out on behalf of what is true about each of us. We are worthy of this one life. Also, dedicated to those of you seeking your own permission too. In the words of Alonzo King, founder and artistic director of Lines Ballet, live the idea of your best life. Do it unapologetically, fearlessly, and as fabulously as all get out. And to my biological mother, who transitioned during the last few days of my final rewrite in January 2021, you are the most unpretentious, unapologetic, life-on-your-own-terms human I've ever met. Your terms were so fierce, they taught me to be the wild thing that could not afford to feel sorry for herself for too long. And for this, I am truly grateful. Thank you for giving me a life worth living, worth examining, and worth transforming into something to write about. Where the hurting ends, the healing begins. Here's to healing the world's hearts. Introduction. Welcome, dear reader. Thank you for allowing me to share just how excited I am to begin this journey with you. I've spent the better part of 3 decades accumulating a plethora of life experiences, choosing to observe, examine, and make meaning out of the actions I've taken to be my own shiro, hero, has become my joy, has been what makes life worth living. Being courageous enough to take a look at the consequences of our actions, examining what did and did not work, and committing to transforming our learnings into empowering new beliefs, well, I want in on that. My hope is to offer you a fresh perspective on how to navigate a life of choice, clarity, and courage. Throughout this permission manifesto, I will lavishly reiterate the importance of having a life on your terms. Your life is yours to decide how you want to live it. The way I see it is, if I'm not living from the standpoint that my life is just as meaningful as that of every other human being on the planet, then I'm nowhere in the vicinity of living my best life. I may as well be on the bleachers, on the sidelines, in the attic, appearing out through the dormer window. If I'm not aware that I have the right to recognize that my existence is all about me, then I may as well be doomed to make it all about everyone else. And believe me when I say I have a lot of tenure in that department. If I'm not willing to take my life into my own hands and fashion it into some semblance of excellence, the same as I would encourage those I love and support to do, I may as well assign myself to perpetually asking the question, what about me? Again, been there and nearly drowned in that. And sometimes we may find ourselves as both the swimmer in distress and the lifeguard we need to become in order to save ourselves. For much of my journey, I have found myself in situations where I've had to defend my dignity, or in a few extreme cases, my right to be alive. In other words, I've spent a lot of time advocating, campaigning for, and reimagining what life could be, not only for myself, but for the tens of thousands of people I've had the honor to address, coach, and engage with virtually, by telephone, via satellite, and face-to-face, some of whom, like me, were not supposed to beat the odds, be them large or small. But that's the catch. I've chosen to examine the voices who cheered me on to my demise, putting them in check, poking and testing their logic, and releasing what didn't ring true, and I am here to encourage you to do the same. The prologue of my most recent memoir, Someone Has Led This Child to Believe, opens this way. This is the task of anyone who carries the burden of his or her own unworthiness, to learn to give one's own self merciful favor while standing in the blistering
Sample complete. Ready to continue?